Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, June the 13th. Friday the 13th. My goodness gracious, 15 minutes past the hour. I do want to thank Ashley Williams for coming on last hour. I want to remind everybody the big Hallmark movie presentation premiere tomorrow night, Saturday, 8 p.m. to Barcelona Forever. Ashley Williams, Allison Sweeney. Don't miss it for love nor money. And from one of our listeners who was listening to the interview out there, Trish, thank you, Trish, for listening. I love this comment. I am glad Ashley told you on air the real situation in L.A. I have been watching KCAL-TV from L.A., and our news is blowing it way out of proportion. It is all Trump and his greed for control. He is getting away with taking away our rights. So, there you go. I appreciate the comment, because I think Ashley Williams coming on and talking about that was great to know from somebody who's sitting out there in L.A. and eating and having dinner. Joining us in studio and sat through that entire thing like a trooper, Jessica Hauser. Jess, how are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I'm sorry, but, you know.
I know. You wouldn't let me talk at all.
No.
It's like you were being so, you know, selfish over your time with Ashley, and I really wanted to talk to her.
Well, you know what? God love her. She's wonderful. And when she calls in, I just, the world goes blank. I don't even know who's in here
apparently,
anymore.
Apparently, I felt like I was like on an episode, one of the moments in Little Rascals, you know, when he's in the clubhouse with his little girlfriend and all the friends are trying to sabotage his
Don't you find her entertaining?
I do. Not, well, more just like a human. I don't know if I've ever even seen one of her movies. I probably have, but didn't know. But she does have an 8-year-old, and I thought the fact that she grabbed a box of Graham crackers yesterday on the kid's second to last day of school, like, is totally up my mom thought process as well. Like, I was completely doing that on my son's, you know, day before last day of school. I'm like, okay, my son's about to be off school all summer. I'm staying home. Like, I'm not answering my phone. I'm not working. I'm not doing anything. And I think I, like, just pounded a bunch of dates and chocolate chips.
And you're going to watch the movie tomorrow.
And I also, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have cable. But I kind of feel like the Hallmark station is on Roku free TV.
I think so. There's also an app, I believe.
Is there a Hallmark
app? That would
app?
Be on the cheap side. Oh, here we go. Yeah. I told you they didn't have sugar-free lemonade over there.
That was such a funny conversation.
Yeah.
You and your diet pop.
I would have thought about it.
We are about to witness Matt shotgunning a monster.
Well, drink. Now Matt's having a flip out.
Oh, that's funny, because there's Diet Pepsi in the bucket.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There's still ice in there.
There's still ice in there. Well, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Listen, it'll last longer now. Now Matt's got his hand all wet. Well, that you should have dunked your head in there. You wouldn't have to go get the monster. That would have woken me up this morning.
Restart my heart real quick.
Yeah, Matt, you got to listen to Colleen and Ashley. Any thoughts on that?
You know, as soon as you mentioned Hallmark, I knew who was coming. I knew who was coming along there.
I don't watch Hallmark anytime, but when Ashley's on. But this Saturday, 6 hours. Don't call me. I'll call you.
This is like Scott's J-Lo to me.
But I'm telling you,
like, I have a J-Lo crush, and he has an Ashley crush.
Yeah, but see, Ashley and I are friends.
See,
though.
She wished me happy birthday. See,
he
played
video.
It for me like
God
five times.
God bless her heart. God bless her heart. The video was great. From Barcelona.
Yes, from Barcelona.
That's why this movie has a special place in my heart.
Leave the kids at home.
Leave the kids at home.
I'm on vacation.
Now, Jess, you brought a list today.
I did bring a list, but following up the whole Ashley thing. And I don't know.
No, what's on the list?
Maybe I should just bring my list next week.
No, what's on the list?
No, what's on your list?
Yeah, I'm going to grab the list. It's right there. I could grab the list.
You might break a cord.
No, I could. No, what? We had an interesting conversation last week.
I want to see Matt shotgun a monster is what I want to see.
No, we don't want to stop his heart.
There's no shot. I mean,
that's funny, though. Monster. Poor Matt didn't sleep last night.
Oh, I don't sleep any night. It's just, I...
You don't sleep any night?
Oh, I mean, like, I'm...
He was all revved up from that party last night. It was exciting.
I just stay up forever. Like the last three nights, I went to bed at 4 and then 2:30 and 2:30 again.
Oh, my goodness. That is so, like, that's when I'm getting up.
By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Haven't had a lot of time for that this morning, but if you'd like to call in, feel free. So, let's recap what you had to say last week, because that was interesting, and a lot of people talked about it.
What? Who talked about what?
Look, all the stuff that you had to say last week. You went through a whole litany. You came in, you'd been gone for about 6 weeks.
Well, I'm back, so I didn't get fired.
No. You were gone for 6 weeks, and all of a sudden, it was the weirdest thing, because the last time you had been here, 6 weeks prior, you were kind of, I don't want to say depressed, because I don't know if that was the word, but you were certainly, there were certain topics that really were not all that devastating of topics. You didn't want to talk about them. You were kind of withdrawn. And knowing you a long time, it was an odd morning. I think I said something to you when she left. I thought, boy, that was weird. She was very down this morning. And like I said, you started coming on with me. It hasn't been continuous, but like 13 years ago, we did a weekly stint. I had never seen
I
that
think it
side.
Was longer than that.
But I had never seen that side of you before, which was so odd. And then you disappeared. And then you came back last week like, I'm going to talk about everything, appropriate, inappropriate, up, down, left, right, sideways. It doesn't matter. You talked about being on the gummies. You talked about your boyfriend's foot fetish. You talked about all kinds of stuff. Your foot fungus that you had. I mean, it was all over the place. What was it? You had thought about going to a therapist, but you didn't.
Oh, yeah. And then I just went to the dispensary.
Just went to the dispensary. So, how did that all go, that whole fallout from that program?
Oh, everything went fine. I did a, how do you say it, Reiki session last week.
Oh, okay.
Or no, not last week. It was this week.
Now, what? I know what you're talking about, but what is it?
You know, I really didn't know.
Who got you involved in this?
I didn't know until a friend.
Well, yeah. Well, what is all this stuff you're
and
getting
I really
into?
I really just went because of the friend. Because I'm like, you know, I've read about this and learned about it and stuff. And, you know, if I have a moment or half hour, it? Hour for, like, you know,
Reiki.
Healing, I would just go get a massage. You know,
massage.
This is energy. This is like an energy healing. Like, they really don't even touch you that much. So, yeah, like, so I'm like, oh, I'm interested. Why not? You know? Why not spend a Tuesday morning for an hour and going to do this? And she put something over your eyes, so you really don't know what's happening. I mean, this lady could be, you know, taking money out of my pockets. I have no idea. But it ended up being kind of a fun experience.
So what came of it?
Well, you have these, it's energy medicine, so you have, you know, you have energy fields in you and these different chakras and, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm just going in and
I don't think I
know,
have any chakras.
I'm going to be healed. You do have chakras.
I don't believe I do. I've looked into it. No chakras.
You do have chakras. But so I get out of this session, you know, it's kind of like you're going in for a massage, right? You're just kind of, you know, on a massage table, you're covered up, and then all of these different things end up on you, you know, on your chest, on your stomach.
Things.
Like,
well, now what things?
I'm assuming, right? I don't know, because my eyes have a weight mask on them.
Oh, so you don't know what's... Are things crawling on you?
I don't know what's going on. I'm like completely trusting this lady.
Jeez.
I know. And then there's like a compression blanket on me. Have you seen those like weighted blankets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the first things that go on you. And then all these different sounds, like these drums, these vibrating fork things. You know, there's one on my head,
oh,
one
yeah,
on
this
my
is,
stomach.
This is top tier medicine right here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a,
wow.
You know, these drums, these
drums.
Like rain, you know, those rain sticks where you turn them upside down and it's like, you know, down and stuff. Then they're really close to my ears. Then they're really far away. And then we're trying, you know,
breathing exercises. I think my equilibrium would be off. I'd need some kind of, it'd be like getting on a roller coaster or something. That doesn't sound fun at all. That doesn't sound healing at all.
I, you know, I did not fall asleep.
That sounds like ordinary.
I didn't want to be offensive, you know? Like, I didn't want to fall asleep and just be offensive.
No, I'm pretty sure they do the same stuff at Guantanamo Bay. I think that's what they do down there. They wrap you in a blanket and start gripping stuff on you. That's how I believe it happens down there. Then you tell all your secrets. That's what goes on. You get rid of all your chakra down there. Chakra pours out.
I know. But then there's a little session afterwards of, you know, like... You know, these are your chakras that are off.
What is a chakra?
It's like, I don't know. We need Google to explain
like an
this.
Energy
I'm not
pathway.
Very good at it. It's an energy.
Oh,
like,
I know I don't have that.
It's a like an energy, like a...
I don't know, something like
you have a throat chakra, a stomach chakra.
I'll look it up
Your head chakra is your head chakra.
Okay. And this helped?
Well, she said I had issues in my stomach chakra, and I had issues in my throat chakra.
How does she know?
I don't know. Some kind of voodoo she was doing.
This is voodoo.
Me.
This
I
that's
have
a,
no
you got
idea.
That?
Yeah, I don't know. From, I'm not like the human doll.
Went from Reiki to voodoo. I think you might be right on this. Well, how's the foot fungus?
Oh, it's fine.
Is it cleared up?
No, it's not going to clear up for like a year. This is
a year
long commitment.
Oh, you had a big foot fungus.
This is a very. You're such a.
No. I didn't realize it was this bad. I thought maybe it was just like a minor foot fungus you could clear up. Mm-mm. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I know it's a very long commitment.
I wouldn't have asked if I knew it was this bad.
I am 8 weeks into a 52 week.
What did you do?
Commitment. What do you mean? What did I do?
What did you do to get the foot fungus?
I'm assuming I took showers in the locker rooms at school. I don't know.
You've had this for 25, 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
You can't leave foot fungus untreated for 25, 30 years.
Well, my parents did. That's where I started it.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, in her defense, I mean, her toes haven't fallen off yet or anything.
Like, how do you know you have a foot fungus?
They're fine.
You go in and have it looked at.
I mean, do you have like something on your foot?
So I go into my doctor, like my actual doctor. Now remember, I got kicked out of the one doctor. So this is like one of my first, you know, first doctor sessions with my new doctor, who is also kind of semi-holistic, I guess. Semi-holistic, but he wouldn't treat it with the medicine.
Chakras are energy centers within the body believed to correspond to different aspects of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, my stomach chakra, I had issues, and my throat chakra.
And they date back to 1500 BC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have a lady right here that heals them. It's right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, I bet we do.
Okay, so let's see. We've checked on the foot fungus. How are the gummies going?
They're, I guess, I don't know. I didn't do or take any gummies after my Reiki thing, because I wanted to get the full effects by the healing.
That would lessen the effects?
So I haven't had a gummy since my energy.
I didn't realize that would lessen the effects.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't want to mess with it. I really wanted to see if what she had to offer was real.
Did it work? Did it do anything?
I had a lot of energy the next day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And actually, so my throat chakra, by me having problems there, it said that I had troubles speaking my mind. So I needed to work on, by there being like, yeah. You know, by that being bound up, it said that I'm having trouble speaking my mind, and I needed to focus on that this week. So whatever that I needed to say that I was holding back by being courteous.
What were you holding back?
Well, there were several things I was holding back. And to be honest, I got a lot done this week right. from other people, because I finally was like, can we please just do this? Like, I'm sick of asking. You know, I'm asking you this last time.
You got it out.
And, you know, if you don't do it, I'm going to ask somebody else.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So it moved it along.
Yeah,
so did you have any fallout from the foot fetish conversation?
No, I think he was all right. He was about to bombard your email or whatever with
foot stuff.
Foot stuff.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing about that, as I think we have all decided, is that it is a little odd. Now, to each their own. You know, mm-hmm. God bless him. Seems like a nice fellow, from what I understand. But it is a little strange, I believe. And I think the audience is with me on this one. Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get comments about this?
Yeah, there were comments about
this.
Was
there anything in writing?
There were. I don't think it was in writing, but I think there were comments. I think there were calls about the whole thing.
Are you serious?
I think there were. I'm pretty sure.
That is so funny.
I did not
hear the calls. I had to go to work.
But, Matt, you feel it's odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a little strange. Of all the things to be attracted to,
feet.
You pick the feet.
Yeah.
What are you attracted to? Personality. I think we established this last week.
Well, you gotta have a good person. Feet? I mean, did he meet you like on the floor? Was he laying on the floor looking at your feet? I don't understand how that works. I mean, I really don't. God bless him. But I just personality, you know, we can hang out and have a good time and have a conversation. Feet. Okay. Where does that go?
I don't know. Some people have feet things.
Yours apparently are gym rats.
I just didn't realize how serious it was until my situation.
He never said it to you.
I mean, I've had guy friends that have a foot thing.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happening?
We got a message.
From?
From your friend. I don't want to say the name,
no.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. I just read what he wrote there. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, it wasn't horrible.
Okay.
But anyway, you know.
He might have to go to his defense now. I was hoping we
would. No, no, I'm not.
Now I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
No, it's Friday night.
I'm expecting him to buy me dinner tonight.
No. Listen, all I'm saying is that I people can do them. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying I find that to be an odd trait to be interested in.
I think it's cute. So, I know.
I don't think so. I honestly don't.
Now, did we leave? Like, what are friends for type things? Like, keeping your other friends in line with things, right? Weren't we talking about
what?
That?
Are you trying to change the subject?
Yeah, I think so.
No. You see, you can't do that. What I'm saying is that that was the worst segue.
You should have went to your list.
Yeah, you should have went. I gave you a chance. You had a list.
I do have a list. This is on my list.
No, I'm just saying that was the worst segue I've ever heard in my life. And I've been around for some segues. 6,000 hours and 11 years. That was some segue you laid out there.
I mean, so what would happen if, like, your feet were messed up, Scott? Because you wore flip-flops today. And
you said my feet were nice.
They are nice. I'm, like, looking at your toes now.
Oh, thank you.
This is, like, bringing attention to things. Like,
it's a whole thing.
I almost feel like you wore flip-flops just to...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I have never once...
Just to flaunt the fact that you have nice feet.
Well, you gotta have nice feet.
I have never once looked at somebody's feet and been like, you know what?
Look at Scott's feet.
Those
are nice.
No, I don't want to look at Scott's
feet.
I don't look at people's feet.
He doesn't even have crooked toes.
No, feet are just... People can do it, you know. People can do what they want. Obviously,
and they're clean. There's not even dirt under his toes.
You know, I don't know about all that.
All those years of avoiding things like that have kept my feet in good shape.
This is Scott, though. This is Scott right here wearing flip flops just to annoy me today. It's like my big brother, my younger brother.
No. I think when you're, it's radio. They don't need to see. They don't need to know what I'm wearing.
And the funny thing is about us being on radio, Scott actually like shaved today and looks nice. Like he knew he was gonna have a conversation with Ashley on the phone.
Oh, listen.
So he's shaved.
And anytime Ashley is around, I'm there. She knows it. I've told her. She to me is like who when you were a child, you know, you have that thing when you're a teen, the crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that is not real, but it's like the Hollywood.
It's my J-Lo.
Oh, well.
See, that's a problem because she's a female. You think your crush would be a male.
I just want to be friends with J-Lo. I don't want to be in a relationship.
No, not it's not that. It's not you want to be. You know you're not going to be in a relationship with them. You just want to. It's your thing. Like, that's your ideal person. What you see in the movies or on television, that's the person.
And if I ever got J-Lo on the phone for an hour, like, I would totally freeze up. You do so great.
You know, people don't.
I wouldn't know what to say. I would.
Why didn't you say? There's no notes except for the time of the movie. That's all I got.
I'd just be like,
No, I like operating that
Scott,
way.
God, I need help. That makes J-Lo on the phone.
That makes it fun. That makes it fun to me is when you don't really know what's coming next.
Yeah.
I like that. But so, your thing we did learn, though, which I think is fascinating, is gym people. You like people who work out.
Yeah.
That's your thing. Mm-hmm. Matt, did we ever learn what your thing was?
I don't know that I have a particular thing. I think every girl I've dated has been pretty different.
So you just, if they're there, good.
He might not be old enough to have a thing yet.
If I really? if I can talk to him, like, I mean, that's kind of the whole, I guess, converse, like, personality thing, I suppose. I mean, if I can have a conversation with him, they're pretty good.
You know what I think is strange? I think now yours hits me particularly strange about the muscle thing, because most people wear clothes when you meet them, and you can think you know how somebody looks, but you really don't if they have clothes on. I don't know how you get to this. Do you, like, go to gyms and look at people?
No, not really.
Hitting on
people
at the gym.
I don't go to the gym that much.
Right. So I don't know how you ascertain how people really
look. But
I'm
not looking right now.
So. Not right now. No, no, no. You have things going on there, you know? Does he buy you shoes?
Focuses.
Does he buy you shoes?
No.
Really?
No.
I've heard that goes on in those type of things, that they buy a lot of shoes for people because they want a lot of open toe things going on. You had a dinner last week. We learned about that.
I did have a dinner.
How'd your dinner go?
It went really well.
What happened?
It just went really well. I didn't burn any food. Everybody got full. The egg roll in a bowl.
Egg roll in a bowl.
Yeah, you missed the donut tasting.
Yeah, I knew
about
that. Terrible.
We missed the donut thing. But
it was fun.
The whole thing was about being a healthy dinner. So I just didn't realize when I planned it was on donut day.
Because your friend wanted to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how good?
Friends. Actually, when people started showing up, I started to realize like everybody was trying to be on a diet. I don't know if it's the beginning of the summer thing or.
So how many people are at your dinner party here?
Well, the dinner party was for originally my couple friends. So that puts four. But then I had invited another couple, so then we had six. And then my cousin ended up showing up, and then he invited his friend. And then before I know it, his friend is hitting on another girl who happens to be friends with one of the other couples. I ended up being a lot of people.
Oh, this was like a pickup thing.
It did kind of, because there were two people in my home that have never been in my home. Well, actually, four people who have never been in my home. But the two people who I invited who have never been in my home invited somebody else who's never been in my home.
I don't know about that. Look,
I don't know about like that.
I don't want you inviting people to my house.
Well, I didn't care. It is what it is. But it was kind of funny because it was kind of like a little pickup spot for them. And then they all went. Because I put an end time on this as well.
Well, you're fun. What time is your end time?
9.
9? You
it
threw
was
everybody
nine.
Out
I
at
said
9.
Everybody leaves at 9. They ended up leaving about 9:30,
so
and
you
as
really
long
don't
as
have that
it
much
was
push,
well,
huh?
No, because in my mind it was like everybody's truly done at 10. So I said 9 because I know that's how long it takes people when they're drinking to get out, a little half hour, and then yeah, everybody was gone by 9:30. It was great.
So did you have enough egg roll for all these people?
Yeah, it ended up being plenty of food. There was a little bit left. That foot guy could take some for lunch.
The foot guy took some for lunch.
Well, he could eat it for lunch. He didn't work the next day.
Well, that's very nice that you did that. Mm-hmm. So it went well. This sounds like a fun little encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And did you get... Because I thought, if I remember right, that it was an in-depth conversation about these people, about their weight. That you're trying to help them.
Well, it's not trying to help. I was trying to show them how to... You know, not even how to, because they all know how to. Oh, hello, we're all like, you know, very middle-aged adults. But I was trying to host a meal that fell into everyone's criteria.
Oh, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned?
What do you mean?
What did you learn from this dinner? Did you learn anything?
I thought it was a great dinner. I want to do another one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't do this before?
No, I've never had like a Whole 30 diet is what I call it.
That's interesting.
A Whole 30
so, So, well, that's nice. I'm glad it went well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said
they're wonderful.
You said they're listening this morning. Are one of them or two of them?
They might be. I don't know.
Well, they should listen. They should. This is a worthwhile show. All right. So, have we covered all the bases? Matt here, have we went back through what happened last week?
I think so. If we're forgetting something, it wasn't any of the interesting stuff.
Weslin was here. What did you make of Weslin?
Oh, she is just so pretty. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't quit looking at her.
I can't. I just can't.
I mean, I like men. You know, I like men. Right? But, I mean, she was just so pretty. So pretty. I could not quit looking at her mouth.
Okay.
I couldn't.
All right.
What?
I couldn't. Her lipstick was like this matte color, so you could still kind of see like the creases in her lips and everything. Her teeth were so white. And then her
voice.
You're
going to scare this poor girl. We'll never see her again.
Probably not. Well, you shouldn't have told her or brought it up if you wanted to see her
again. I didn't know you were going to go down this road. I thought, oh, she's
yes,
nice.
Yes, you did.
No, no, I thought you'd say she's nice. She's not nice. I didn't know we were going to go this deep.
Oh,
but
she
go
is
ahead.
Really nice.
But go ahead.
She really is really nice. And then I'm kind of jealous because like she starts talking about how like she has this best friend and her sister, which I have a sister too, and I, like a relationship like that. And
I know your
like,
sister.
I love how she has a best friend that she can like, you know, ask if this looks good.
She just kind of glazed right over that.
I do have a sister. But
no, I know your sister.
Yeah, she's busy.
I know
so
your sister
I.
Well. Well, I hope you do. But your sister and I used to study together in college.
I did not know that.
Yes, she would come over to my apartment at that time because I was in college, and we would study together.
Oh,
she,
oh
I,
my God.
I don't know if she'd admit to this all these years later, but...
I don't know if she would either.
It's and we, you know, that happened. Yeah. She was a lot of fun. I liked her. She was a... Jen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I liked her. Good friend. Good. Yeah, because she was going to be a teacher as well, and that's what I was going to be. And, you know, am, I guess. And we were doing the same kind of programs at the same school. I think we even did our student teaching at the same schools together. So we would study together. She was always a lot of fun.
She is a lot of fun.
You know, that. So it's odd to me
she
that
really
you two are not close.
She really cracks me up, too. She has a husband and, a family, and then they live in the boondocks. And so, but when we do get together, it's fun. A lot of fun.
But you know what is so strange? I was friendly with her, who was your sister, and I knew you before her.
Mm-hmm.
And then her husband, now of quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
They were high school sweethearts, so.
Yes. Her husband's sister, I knew.
Oh, wow.
We ended up. Well, she worked at Rush Perkins with us. I think you and Mike were gone by that point. But she worked there.
Yeah.
And then when I left Perkins to go to work at Payless for the remainder of my college career.
That was like one of my favorite stores ever. I was so disappointed.
She asked me to get her a job there. And Payless was really one-on-one because you only worked with one other person at a time. And I got her a job at Payless. And so we hung out.
Wow, you're really connected with my family.
I am connected with your family, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, but your sister was completely different from you, though, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I always found...
She
spent
her entire life trying to not be like me.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
Did she voice this?
I'm pretty sure.
Really? Because she was so... it's hard to describe her in a way. She was so, by the book.
Mm-hmm.
She was so by the book.
Oh, she definitely made sure she followed the rules.
It followed the rules. A very straight-laced type of a person. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think... I'm sure she said profane things, but I can't think of one. It wasn't a common thing for her to do that. She was very, and very generous. I remember that we would go, we were studying, let's get some food. And she would always buy the food, and she'd let's go to the store. And anybody who buys,
that's our family.
I'm there.
Yeah, that's our
family.
You
never bought me anything.
We don't go anywhere with that.
Well, let's do it if you're going to buy.
Obviously, you just made Matt buy you a Diet Pepsi, and there's one in the ice thing.
I can't remember these things. No, but that, you know, I hadn't even thought that. I would never think. You don't even look similar. I would never think that the two of you were sisters.
You would think, so I'm the oldest, you know, and then my brother is just 16 months younger than I am, and then my sister, who's a lot younger than us. And you would think as older siblings, we would try to keep her out of, trouble and out of harm's way and look over her. But in reality, we would just put her right on the front line. Here, go do this.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
We tormented her. We tormented that poor girl, and that's probably why she's such a rule follower and is who she is.
You know, but it's interesting because it's not exactly like you're a dangerous person or doing bad things. So what was the reaction to not be like you? I mean, what is not like you? Because it's not exactly like you're hardcore or anything.
I don't know. We just were not the same. If I was doing sports, she was doing 4-H. If I was, we weren't the same. Whatever
no.
I did well, she wanted to do something completely opposite really well.
So you and she would not have a conversation? An in-depth one?
Never.
Never.
We were not in-depth
Never.
Sisters.
So today when you see each other at the holidays or things like that, what's it like?
Oh, fun.
Fun.
We're closer now. Honestly, we probably got a lot closer when we had kids. We have kids close in age. So now I go to my sister, like, how do you be a mom?
Because she had the kids first.
She did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got married fairly young, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. 20s, early 20s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And still married.
Yep. Good Actually, for her. They're on an anniversary trip right now.
Oh, really? Good for them. Mm-hmm. It's 20 years now, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. One worked out.
I was one.
One worked out.
Yeah.
But I would have expected that one to work out because they were both nice people, you know, very nice people.
Yeah, they've been through a lot of phases of life together.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, he, Brian, was always also, he was one of the most soft touches for a guy I ever knew.
Yes.
He was so, probably still is, I would imagine, so emotional about things. Mm-hmm. You know, he could really... He could get hurt very easy.
Patient.
Yeah, patient. Very clever guy, smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of good traits with him.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's, I didn't even think about her being your sister. Yeah, that's interesting. So, how are you with your siblings, Matt?
They're fine.
Everything's fine now. all is healed and well.
Uh-oh, did you have, was so. There a rocky road?
Oh, there was a rocky road.
Time, yeah.
Oh, my. You're the youngest, aren't you?
Middle.
Child, yeah.
Middle.
Oh. And apparently you had a rocky road.
When?
Well, you sounded like, you know, you said when you were younger, you tormented the young sister and all that.
She had the rocky road. I caused it.
Yeah, yeah.
It threw the rocks.
So being the oldest child, what do you think being the oldest child gave you?
That's a good point. I don't know. I'm sure you are curious because you're the only child, right?
Yeah. Only child syndrome.
What would be the oldest thing?
You don't know?
I would say just kind of learning how to do things on my own.
Do you think you had different goals?
I'm not dependent on my siblings much, or my brother some, because he's a boy, but or my parents. So I feel like I don't ask for help as well as what I should, you know, my throat chakra.
Your throat chakra is all busted up there.
Yeah, that's probably the thing of being the oldest.
That's a shame. I'm trying to think of an interesting subject that came about this week. This is interesting. College students are using no contact orders to not have conversations with each other, to not have to communicate with each other, to settle disputes.
What?
And, yeah, you are allowed to have no contact orders when you're in college, but they used to be used for, like, really big problems that you were having with somebody because you both still had to go to college, you both still had to maybe live in the same dorm, but apparently now students are using them just so they don't have to communicate with people. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to that person. It's odd. People don't want to communicate, probably because of the cell phone generation and all that, but what do you make of that?
Yeah.
That really wasn't a yes-no question. But.
No, I think that the lack of communication probably has to do with the social media era. I mean, that's probably true. I mean, attention spans have been falling.
But do you think people really communicate? That's like a foreign concept for people now, to sit down and have a conversation.
I think people conversate, just not in person. Like, I know, I mean, like, I know people who, like, talk with their friends every day on, like, you know, like, Discord or something like that. Like, they just get in, like, a big, you know, voice chat, basically, and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, you know, I don't know. It just seems like when they're actually in person, people forget how to use words. They don't actually, they're not social anymore.
Settling disputes with no contact orders. What do you think, Jess?
It's just kind of like hitting the block button on Facebook, isn't it? It's just like putting it into the real life thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I do have a J-Lo story for you this week.
J-Lo.
There was another one out there. Oh, yes. Well, I guess it's not really a J-Lo story,
Miss Elderly.
But she's in it. Yeah, well, not that one, but this is better. It's been reported that there is a rift between longtime friends J-Lo and Leah Remini because Remini did not attend J-Lo's wedding to Ben Affleck. But Remini said in an interview recently that there's no rift, that times... There are just times in a relationship, a friendship, when you don't talk to someone as much, but the love is still there for that person. So, I guess the question is that true? Can you go a long time without talking to somebody and still consider them your friend and still have the same feeling for them that you always did? Really?
Don't you think?
Maybe, maybe. I just think when you're around somebody a lot and you talk to them quite a bit, it probably does help it.
Yeah, or doesn't. Because you don't have the, you know, something that could disrupt it happen either.
Well, I just think when you're talking, if you talk to somebody daily or every other day or once a week or whatever it is, you're more apt to talk to them about, like, the minutia of your life. Like, yeah, here's what's going on. You know, I had, it was terrible in traffic today or something like that. If you're not talking to somebody for a long period of time, you're not going to message them or text them or call them for that sort of thing because you're not talking to them all the time. So the relationship does become a little more distant.
Why do I feel the need to call somebody when traffic was long?
No, I'm just saying you do because you're having a conversation with them about something else at that time. They're just there. Like, they'll say, how was work today? And you say, well, it stunk because they're talking to you every day. It's more like an ongoing, minute conversation. But if you're not talking to somebody at all, I don't know if you can have the same feeling for them.
Do you like chocolate?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Just curious.
She was going to throw a chocolate bar at your
head. You like something over there? Yep, chocolate?
No, I was thinking about something.
I like strawberry.
Do you? But not with chocolate.
Ooh, I mean, bar.
Covered strawberry.
I don't have like a strawberry allergy, and I've had chocolate in my life. It's not like something I would turn down. But it's not. It's like peanut butter. I'm not a big fan of peanut butter, but if somebody puts peanut butter, like we had a peanut butter donut last Friday.
Was that the winner?
No, that was last place.
Oh.
Winner was the glazed donut.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
Which apparently was a man thing I learned recently.
Because more men like glazed donuts?
Well, no, Mary Ellen was here. She was the big celebrity guest judge, and she picked the maple bacon donut.
Oh, I would have too.
And she said, but I knew being here with three men as the other judges, that it was going to be the glazed donut. I still don't know what that means. I didn't ask her what that meant. Did you hear her say that the other night?
No, but I mean, if she did, I mean, it's probably just because, like, I mean, it's kind of like the whole, like, thing. I don't know if you've ever seen the memes, but it's like all a man needs to live, and it's literally just like a bed and then like a TV, and then that's it. Yeah, so I mean, I think that's probably just it. It's just basic.
Have you ever been to a Third Thursday?
I went to one.
I think I was at that one, wasn't I?
Then maybe two, because I went with one of my parents.
Well, maybe I wasn't with you. Maybe I was with somebody
else. Oh, no, we did go to one, because we ended up going, and I don't know, we talked to somebody, I don't know, we did something or another. There was nothing really interesting happening, though.
What?
No, I remember I talked to the naturalist, James Anderson. Oh, we went in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which store?
The little downtown market.
Oh.
Oh, that was that day.
Have you been in any other downtown stores?
No.
Some of them.
I really feel like we should do like a little thing on a Thursday, go downtown and talk.
Oh, I do like Butterfingers. That is true. Mary's reminding me that I do like Butterfingers.
That's chocolate.
It is. And it's also...
It's like barely chocolate.
But it's also...
It's chocolate covered.
People consider that peanut butter, and I don't. A Butterfinger to me does not taste like peanut butter.
A Butterfinger is like butterscotch more so than anything.
I don't even know if... Butterscotch, just tastes there's some. It's just a different taste.
There's this candy store downtown. Mom and I went downtown.
Like peanut brittle, maybe, I don't know.
And we didn't realize like how popular this thing. Like there's this candy bar. It's $20 for a candy bar at this candy store, but it's called a Dubai bar.
They're not good.
And there's different ones. We had a pistachio one, and it was pretty unusual. Yeah, it was like I felt like Charlie and the Willy Wonka. Eating this, you know, being so poor and you can't afford a chocolate bar and you're looking for this ticket and then you spend $20 on this bar and you just like eat it like you savor every bite, you know, and it is so good. But anyway, that candy store, I almost brought it with me this morning, but I got a chocolate sucker that It's supposed to taste like a pickle. It looks like a pickle.
A pickle?
So does it taste like a dill pickle?
No.
That's interesting. That's you know the fair is coming up in less than a month.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we found we talked about it last night. June 30th through July 4th. July 4th is a Friday this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to cover the fair, by the way, like we always do. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun with that. The fair's been fun. We've done that for...
You're going to cover the Derby again?
You know, I don't know about that. That was a little rough last year.
I just want to be part of the pie thing.
But
you better get us in.
But you have to come back, and not one of these fake yes things that you do on the air, like the donut competition.
I'll come back for the thing.
Because you have to come back for the judging, because it makes no sense to be there for the pie...
I'll sign a napkin for you.
What happened last week? She talked about coming back for the donut thing, and we. Oh yes, I'll be here. And as she was going out the door, it was like, you really think I'm coming back for that?
I was having a dinner.
Well, yes, but I mean, why did you say yes? You just said I'm having a dinner.
Because we're on radio. I just try to be agreeable.
No,
I'll tell you
another inside story, and I don't think you meant to come off this churlish, but. We were having a nice... Sometimes we have nice little conversations on the old messenger. Mm-hmm. And I sent her... because I don't think you knew when the party was. So I sent you a thing letting you know we were having the party last night. Yeah. Well, and by the way, that was one of the few times that I sent party invites to people. I usually never do that. But I wasn't sure, not being on the actual anniversary date, if people would know when it was. So I sent that to a lot of people. So they would know when it was. And this... Do you know what her response was to this? No. That's what it was. That came off very churlish. I just like, oh, I would really love to be there, but I can't. Now that would have been,
yeah, but that's too many words.
It was like, no. Can you imagine?
Don't want to.
Well, it's a yes or no question. I'm a very black and white person.
No, but we had a whole conversation about your party and all those sorts of things. But I get no. I thought, okay, well, fine. I won't put you down for a piece of cake. Not even a maybe.
Sorry.
No, but you look at that now. Don't you think that was out of the social etiquette of life?
Yeah, we were talking about... it was a little bit while ago. This was actually on my list. But the difference between friends and social groups.
Well, I think a friend
would
is somebody...
Would you consider yourself a friend or a social...
To who?
...group friend? To me.
Oh, to you?
Yeah.
Well, I told you this last week. I wasn't going to bring this up, but I said to you, we were having an off-the-air conversation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't think this is private, but I said to you that I think I could fix a lot of your problems.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think if we can't have those conversations on the air because that's... inappropriate, I think.
Yeah, right.
But I could fix you. So
you can? You can fix me?
I could fix you. You don't need this chakra and all that sort of thing. because here's the thing. I think this comes back to your initial question. I've known you for many years now. And not that we've ever been buddy-buddy, but I mean, we've done two different radio shows together. We've stayed in contact through messages and texts. We worked together at one point. So I've known you for a long time through many different stages.
You have.
Yeah. So I think I have a perspective, but not a vested interest. I'm not like your family, and I'm not like, you know, these people who come in and out of your life. So I can sit back and go, here is what I have noticed in your life, and here's where I think the problem may be.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't do that during the show. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I think I would consider you a friend. I think I have fun with you. So, yeah, there you go.
Not a social group.
No. So am I a social group to you?
Are you a social group?
So am I a social group now to you, not a friend?
I don't know.
That's terrible.
We'll see how you fix me. You might be my enemy after that.
I'm telling you what. Give me an hour and a half, 2 hours with you in a private conversation. You would be like a new person.
Oh, my goodness. I'll give you $85.
I could fix you up. What do you think, Matt? Social group or friend?
Like, what do you mean?
With Jess there.
Okay, with Jess.
Oh, we're definitely social friends.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not close friends.
I mean, I don't talk. I don't even think about, like I've never...
No, it's a panel show.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, once Jess leaves, I mean, it's pretty much out of my mind.
But you like each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jess is nice.
So I did learn something new.
We see each other at the store, you know, how's it going?
We speak.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless I hide behind the bananas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not.
Isn't it weird, though, sometimes we can have a conversation like this, but if you see the person in public, so you won't even talk sometimes.
Right. It's not even... Like, no. Not today.
Don't have time for that.
I've been dodging the show for 2 months, so what's he going to tell me?
No. So what did you learn, you said?
Well, I learned something else from the chakra lady. And speaking of friends, but it requires hugging.
Oh, God.
I know. Neither one of you are really huggers, are you?
No, but it's not a disease. It's not like if somebody... Matter of fact, I hugged somebody recently. Who did I hug recently? I remember thinking...
Who did I hug?
Well, because people make me out to be such an anti-hug person, and I remember hugging this person thinking, see, I can do it.
All right, well, hang on. Matt? Oh, hug me.
There you go. Have a hug. Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, he hugged me. Okay, now Scott, you hug me.
I have to hug you. Oh, God, I didn't know it was going to be this deep.
Oh, God.
All right, hug me,
because
you
got to...
I
have to hug you?
Yep.
Oh, this is so awkward. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe we're not social group friends, because you guys both hugged on the right direction.
The right direction? What's the wrong direction?
Well, what the chakra lady, which is why I wanted you to go in for the hug first, and we had left cheek to left cheek, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means like heart to heart. So that's kind of the correct way to hug. And people that go in on the other side is like, apparently adults have been hugging the wrong way for years, and children will hug the right way. So maybe you guys are children at heart.
What? What does that mean?
There's a correct way to hug.
If you hug on the left side...
Meaning, right cheek to right cheek.
I figured I hugged that way because I'm right-handed. That's just the way it kind of
Is that
works.
How it goes?
That's just kind of how it works out. I mean,
yeah, you just kind of go to the... It would be hard to
it's
go the other
to
way.
Something to observe. I don't know.
I've never thought about how...
I always have been going to my left, but I am left-handed.
So...
Yeah.
So the left is wrong?
Apparently.
Well, not wrong. I mean, I wouldn't say that. But she said kind of the better way to hug is heart to heart, which is left cheek to left cheek.
So left is right.
You're right.
My right.
Your right is right.
Oh, Lord.
Right is right.
Okay.
If you lean into the right, it's right.
If you lean into the right.
It's right, like this.
That's
right
the way you want to do it. That's heart to heart.
Yes.
But if you lean into the left, that's wrong.
I guess.
Because it's not heart to heart.
I guess.
And you do the left?
I naturally go to, like, my left with people.
I think it's because you're left-handed.
Probably left-handed.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because, see, I did a little pat thing there, and I'm right-handed, and so you have
did
to...
Did you pat me?
I think I did.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I so yeah. did. I hate patting.
So you didn't even know I did it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, obviously you don't hit it
that
much.
There's nothing worse than patting. Right, a boy.
That's what I thought. Just rub my head, too.
I was... Oh, no. He dropped his monster all over the floor. But no, it was one of those things where, you know, when you're called upon to hug, that's not natural. So it turns into kind of like a pat on the back. That's what I felt.
Maybe the monster will heal my toenail fungus.
Did it end up getting on your foot?
There's an awful lot of acid in monster. It might just.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait that year to get that thing cleared up. I can't believe it's a year. My God. What a process.
I know. What a commitment.
So how does that person make it through a year with you and your fungus?
Oh, it smells like monster.
Yeah, that's
now.
A good question.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful smell over there. Holy mackerel. And you drink that stuff, huh?
That's right.
It smells like gasoline.
Yeah, it might as well be, you know.
Holy mackerel, that does
it
have
is
a smell.
Powerful smell.
That's a smell. I can smell that over here. God, they'd probably eat through the floor.
That reminds me of the Jaeger bomb days.
We'll be in the basement.
Oh, I need to go to the bathroom and upchuck.
There are videos on YouTube of people putting like rusty car parts in Monster, and then like you know, they'll take it out after X number of hours, and like it'll have eaten rust off and stuff. Like it's definitely not healthy to be drinking.
Oh,
I can tell you that much.
Well, that in a toilet bowl.
It's probably dissolving my stomach lining.
Oh, I can imagine that.
You're going to need your stomach chakra work done.
Yeah, you get to check that chakra out. So next week, your list, you're going to bring your list.
Yeah, I have my list.
How many things are on the list?
It is not time appropriate either, so this list is good forever.
It's good forever. It's an evergreen. Yep. All right, so Jess will be back next week. We'll have some fun with that. We'll do the full 2 hours, I'm sure, next week. But the fair is only like, 3 weeks away now? Maybe not even that long. What is today's the 13th? Friday the 13th. You're superstitious?
No, I always look forward to Friday the 13th. Things go well for me on the 13th of Fridays.
I'm going to have to watch, what is it?
Friday the 13th? Friday the 13th.
Yeah, but I didn't know which one that was. I didn't know if Friday the 13th was, that's the name of the movie?
It is the name of the movie. Oh, yep. All right, well, this has been a good program. Matt and I will come back next hour, talk maybe a little bit, we haven't done that yet, talk about the party last night and all the fun that was had. Jess will be back next week, and you're going to, what, do something in the next week? Get a gift?
What am I doing?
I thought you were a gifting person like your sister.
Gifting?
Yeah, your sister gave me gifts over the years, so I'm expecting you to start gifting.
Gifting to you?
What? You said you're like your sister.
No, what?
She used to buy all kinds of stuff.
I thought it was the...
Oh, we are like that. Our family is like that. Well, we buy dinner or whatever. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dinner. Yeah, you, I like food.
There you go. That's all you need.
Actually, I did bring a gift for you today.
What?
But I don't think we have enough time to go into this.
What? It's deep?
Hmm?
Well, how much time do you need?
We can go pretty deep.
How much time do you need?
We might need some time for this.
Really?
I'll bring it next week.
So now... I know what it is. I know what it is. I heard about this.
What do you think it is?
I know what it is.
What is it?
You talked about it earlier.
I did.
You did. In private, before we went on.
I did?
See, you have too many of those gifts, and that's why you
can't
remember.
Actually, my bag is like a Mary Poppins bag today. But no, it's not that gift.
Oh, not that one. It's another
one. It's a different
gift. Oh, okay. I thought it was that.
I brought a different gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's anniversary week, and you didn't give the gift.
When we were talking about appearances.
Appearances?
Mm-hmm. I have a gift for you.
For appearances?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to look better?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She got you a makeup kit.
Is that what it is?
Nope.
Need work.
Nope.
I'll do all that. Okay. Well, next week then.
I'll bring it next week. I'll leave it in my purse.
Well, that will be a little tease for next week.
But it is kind of funny, because I do have a gift.
Okay, well, here we go. We'll get to the gift next
week.
Which
is why I questioned your gift. But we were talking about dinner or Diet Pepsi or something, so I kind of forgot that my original gift.
We could open with that. Then we wouldn't have to talk about the feet and all that whole thing again. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back with more.
It was supposed to be a diversion from my feet.
Well, we've covered the feet now. Well, now that I know it's going to be a year, we can't do that every week.
Right.
Just let us know when it's cleared up.
Okay.
Just let us know when it's cleared up.
Thanks for wearing your flip-flops and make me feel bad.
Well,
your perfect feet.
It's summertime. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer.